I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders for an update on what's happening in the district. Here's more with Marquette Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders.
This is our time of year where we start to sign up new families. So it's kindergarten registration. It's coming up March 7th and 8th. We're going to host kindergarten registration at Whitman Hall, the campus of Northern Michigan University, which is nice, centrally located. Don't have to worry about the hustle and bustle of our K-12 buildings trying to get in and out. So,
is that usual, or is this something new you're trying
this year? This is new this year. We talked to Joe Lubig, and we're able to get in over at Whitman. They have a beautiful building there, and it just set up. Again, it was at one time a former MAPS elementary school, so set up perfect to do our kindergarten registration. And it also gives us some flexibility. So, the hours we're going to host that registration, March 7th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we'll get those folks that can't make it during the school day, can come in after work and still sign up their little ones. And March 8th will be a little bit more traditional hours, 8 to 3 p.m.
This is also important for you in the district to know when you start seeing some of the kindergarten numbers come through, just to kind of get an idea of maybe some very, very preliminary enrollment projections.
Yeah, it helps us immensely. I'll tell you where it really helps us the most is as we start to build those cohorts. You know, how many students are enrolling at Cherry Creek? How many are enrolling at Superior Hills, Graveret, Sandy Knoll? It really helps us plan for teachers and class sizes. We have been caught in the past with a lot of really late registrations, and next thing you know, we have bigger classes because we're not able to split those and add another teacher at the last minute. So this really helps us in the pre-planning. We'd like to keep our kindergarten classes 18 to 20-ish, 21, 22. This will help, you know, based on those registrations, if families come in early, will help us set up those schedules.
We're talking to Bill Saunders, superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools, on our Tuesday morning superintendent series. Also, you have some class offerings I know that you've got in the district that you want to make sure that people know about.
Absolutely. You know, as we try to, again, change our curriculum, be innovative, prepare students for really the work in things after school, whether that be going directly into the workforce or post-secondary education. We want to be, you know, cutting edge. What are the new classes? What are the type of offerings that our students really need? So one of the really cool classes that we're going to have next fall is Media Fusion. And Media Fusion is going to be a mix of the digital and the arts. And it's going to take place in our new Computer Makers Lab. Mm. And that'll be kind of a cutting edge arts type class for our students, something that we've never offered before. So we're really excited about that. We're going to offer an AP Computer Science. So this will be Marquette Area Public Schools' 12th AP class that we've added. And we see a lot of students on the AP track. You know, we send probably 25, 30 kids to U of M every year, another 25, 30 kids to Michigan Tech. We want to continue to challenge those kids, and they're looking for a really challenging curriculum. And AP Computer Science is the way to go for us there. Another really neat class offering that we have is geometry and construction. We had a new construction trades teacher that we were able to hire in this year. He has experience in teaching that geometry and construction class. A lot of the data says the kids actually pick up geometry better in that type of class.
That would make sense to me. That would absolutely make sense to me that you would have that opportunity. You mentioned the Makers Lab a moment ago, that space. You had an open house there. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Yeah, we had an open house last Thursday night. We're going to actually conduct a series of open houses, really do our best to try to inform the public what is this space, what is this cutting-edge technology, the CNC machines and the 3D printers and all the other things that we have going on in that space. But the flip side to that is a project, and it kind of goes along with a grant. Our teacher and a grant writer for the district wrote a grant to Samsung. They won the state technology grant, $25,000 from Samsung. Samsung, through this process, is going to give back some computers and some other equipment. But really the basis for the project and the basis for the grant was to really do a Marquette solar study and kind of cutting edge for our kids with all the, you know, BLP rates going up and all those other things. It kind of a burning issue here in Marquette right now. Mm-hmm. Will our community support solar? Is it advantageous for you to maybe put this on your house or on your business? So we wanted to be able to study that. So with a local partnership, going to be a cost to us as a district of about $18,000. But we're going to have 18 solar panels that we're going to put on the roof just above the computer makers class. Some pretty cutting edge technology. Students are going to be able to study, you know, how much wattage is that solar generating, using it to run the space, zeroing that out with our local utility bills on how we're going to be able to run the space. So Code Electric, some other partners are going to hook that up for us, allow us to do that as a study. Check in with us at our MAPS website, www.mapsnet.org. Facebook, MAPS Makerspace has a Facebook page. The district has a Facebook page. We can get folks in touch and see what's going on with that. And, yes, thank you. Also, our app, which you can find on, you know, Apple iTunes or the Android platform, free app for anybody.
That's the comments of Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.